want to share my story about how I first came to be a tither and to be obedient to God. So as a follower of Christ, I was actually not obedient to tithe for many, many years. I was saved in high school. However, I always had excuses for not being able to tithe, the chief one being that I didn't have a full-time job or a steady source of income. So I always told myself, well, that's something that I'll just do later, and we kind of know how that ends up being. So I really just kind of gave sparingly. I might give to a special offering from time to time, or even after I had a job, it might just be 20 in the plate every once in a while. I didn't have that full commitment to do the tithe that God called me to do. So the turning point was actually a couple of years into my relationship with Robert, and he was a non-believer at the time. We realized that neither of us were really satisfied with our current money situation. We figured out that we actually had some pretty poor habits when it came to our finances. So I think that God used that situation and that he also used Robert to challenge me. And really, that was just one of many areas that Robert challenged me. He would often ask me questions, which I'm sure is really surprising, if you know Robert. So he would often ask me questions about things like why I might do something or not do something. And I didn't always have a good answer for him. And this was just one of those areas that I didn't have a good answer of why I did not tithe to my church. So we both had full-time jobs at the time, but our frustration was that we didn't really have any extra money lying around. We both were very goal-oriented people, and so we had a lot of things that we said, well, we want to be able to do this and this and this. Like, we wanted to pay for our own wedding, and we both needed cars, and then, of course, you know, you want the house and kids and all of these things, which really just kind of seemed impossible at the time because we're like, where's the money? We don't have any money. So eventually, with a little bit of research and some good teaching, we stumbled upon Dave Ramsey's practices. And one thing that he really emphasizes is the importance of tithing first and foremost. So I think it was through that process that I was finally convicted of my need to tithe. And it wasn't something that I could just continue to make excuses for and have reasons for why I shouldn't, but that I needed to do it. And honestly, it was really hard to do it first, and it was kind of ironic that in the process of trying to have more money, we were actually planning on giving several hundred dollars of it away every month, and so that was weird for me to think about. But very fortunately for me, God was super patient with me and very forgiving of me and my selfishness, that I wanted to do this and this and this, but he said, no, we're going to do this, and God showed me how to do it right. Through that, I've learned that tithing, it's not just a bill to pay or just even supporting the church financially, but that it's more than that. It's an expression of love, and it teaches us in some small way of how to be more like him, him who gave all to us. So through this, we definitely found out that God's ways are better than anything that we could have come up with. From that point on, we've always had everything that we've needed and more. All the things that we said, we want to do this, we want this, and all of it. We've just been able to have those things and everything that was just a dream at the time, we've been able to make it happen, but it wasn't until we followed in God's footsteps. So my experience with tithing has really shown me very clearly that God is faithful and that he will provide, but you have to be obedient and you have to trust that he will take care of your needs.